Sister Swade here. Don't touch the dial. The concept of Raj'at is backed up by tens of verses in the Holy Quran itself. If we look in the Holy Quran at the chapter of the ant, verse number 83, Allah says, "Someday we shall summon a troop from every nation which have rejected our signs, and they will be paraded forth." This verse tells us about a day when a group of people are revived, and it refers to a day other than the resurrection day, because on the day of resurrection, all people will be revived. In response to a question about this verse, Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth Imam, has said, "What do they say about it?" The response that came was, "They say that it is about the Day of Judgment." Does God revive a group of people on the Day of Judgment, ignoring others? This is not correct. It is about Raj'at. The verse that is about the Day of Judgment is, "We will summon them, and not one of them shall we omit." In the Holy Quran, in the chapter The Prophets, verse number 95, Allah says, "It is impossible for a people of a town whom we have destroyed not to return." Interestingly, this verse also constitutes one of the basic arguments for the Raj'at, because on the Day of Judgment, all of those, including those that were destroyed, will return. Imam Baqir alayhi salam has said, "This verse is one of the most important reasons that prove the Raj'at, because every Muslim agrees that on the Day of Judgment, all the destroyed and the undestroyed will return." Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.